Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we should exercise our rights. We should also fight for our rights. We should stand up for our rights. Do you know it's already the anniversary of the killing of George Floyd? Did you know that? It's already been a year since they murdered him on public television. Well, just because the guy is in prison doesn't stop police reform. We still need to reform policing around the United States. There is a bill right now in the House of the United States of America at the White House that is being worked on and talked about and voted on as we speak. Of course, they can't come to a conclusion yet because it's a very debatable topic for those who don't want to see police reform. We, the people, have the power. We need to stand up for what we believe in, and either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And, oh, we can't do that. Not in 2021. I can understand if we were back in 1959 or 1960 or even 1970 when it was so hard for an African-American person to get what they deserve for the hard work and the blood, sweat, and tears that they put in. Realize, recognize, and understand that the best is yet to come. Now, we have some exclusive special guests, and there was a segment that I used to do on a show called Behind the Walls. Behind the Walls is a segment pertaining to people who are incarcerated who have civil rights, constitutional rights, and human rights as well. And a lot of times people behind the walls are violated by the system, and this is why they're able to do what they do. Even with the marijuana stuff, they should be letting everybody out of jail who's in jail for possession of medical marijuana, because now it's legal in the United States of America. And so all the people who were arrested for $10 worth of marijuana, $20 worth of marijuana, whatever. Matter of fact, you can get caught with an ounce and they can't do nothing. You can have seven plants at your house. They can't do nothing. So all the people that are in jail for marijuana should be freed. Now, I'm just saying, okay? Now, there's other things that we need to talk about and work on today. And one of our guests that are going to be on the show this morning, his name is Israel. And I can't wait to get Israel on this morning. He's going to be calling from the prison. And he's going to be one of our special guests. And then we have another special guest. His name is Conrad Hilton. And as you know, people fought for civil rights in the Hollywood movie industry to be able to cut hair for the people that were on the set. It was no African-American or black people in there until 1969. And the guy's name was Robert. He's one of the first African-Americans to be able to cut hair on a movie set. This is a civil right, a human right, a constitutional right. It's our right. We have to fight to wear braids to work because they told us that we could not wear braids. Our hair couldn't be braided. We have to get a license to braid hair. How are you going to get a license to braid hair? And braiding came from Africa, the motherland. Why do we have to get a license to do what we already know how to do? That's the government for you. That's consumer affairs, and consumer affairs is the government. Any way they can make their money off of us, they keep doing it off of our blood, sweat, and tears. How many ideas of African Americans and black people have been stolen and put into music, stolen and put into TV shows, stolen and put on commercials? Man, they keep stealing from us. They stole the diamonds, the gold, the copper, even blood diamonds. Just put your mind on it right now. Just let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. How much have we lost to someone who stole from us, stole our women, raped our women, beat our boys, castrated them, hung them, burned them alive? We have to remember never to forget. This is why we fight for our civil, constitutional, and human rights. And we are going to fight, because we have a generation now that is standing up to everything that we've always fought for. So I wish Dr. King was alive today to see the work that's being done in the system as we speak. And it will come to pass, and you will see it in your time. Police reform will happen. It will happen. It will happen. Okay. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and I want to get some people in the studio right now. First of all, let's get our dear brother, our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen, in the studio. Good morning, brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you today?
What's going on, Fatty Eddie? What's going on to my other co-host? What's going on especially to all of our listeners throughout the nation and the world? What's going on? What's going on? You're on the greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show, where every Monday morning, I don't know how this man do it, but he's bringing the hot button topics. You know, Pastor Eddie, they had the march yesterday for George Floyd. We're talking about H.R. Bill 7120, the George Floyd Justice and Police Act of 2020. You know, Pastor Eddie, 3 weeks ago, we just saw the assassination, the execution, and the killing of Andrew Brown Jr. They just released a film video this week down in Louisiana where the police killed a wonderful young man, Ronald Green. Man, this guy called for Jesus in the midst of his killing, man. And then this last thing right here, Patch Eddie. Then they want to put this brother, one of the chief of the state police for Louisiana, to try and pacify this stuff. These people know what they were doing. Heads need to roll down on Louisiana, Patch Eddie.
Wow, man. Wow, wow. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for that pertinent information that is so important. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, now I want to bring in our other co-producer, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you on this wonderful, fantastic, phenomenal morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator, our resident prophet and prophet extraordinaire. Good morning to the listeners. You're starting your Monday off once again with a healthy slice of love, of testimonials, but also of wonderful information that you can use and share with your families. So with all, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Professor Reams.
Thank you, Professor Reams.
Regulator.
Hey, man, it's good to have both of my co-producers on the show. And without further ado, let's get my sister in the studio, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones, who does health and wellness. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. How are you? And good morning to Professor Clarence and Adams, all the co-hosts and listeners.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God from whom all blessings
flow. Morning, Vera.
Good morning,
Vera. Amen. And without further ado, let's see. I want to get in the studio with us. Let's see. I think we have Linda. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm having troubles with my right hand, so I put the phone in a glass so I wouldn't have to hold it. But I'm listening.
Well, praise God. We're glad you're here. Every week is something, huh? But this week, we're just glad to have you on. We're looking forward to your poetry this morning, and we're looking forward to you sharing with us later. We'll get to that. Right now, we have
Linda Goldie in the house.
Amen. Morning, everybody Linda. Say good morning to Linda. Everybody say good morning to Vera.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you?
Mr. Israel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, without further ado, our super special guest this morning is calling from behind the walls. His name is Israel, and Israel is going to tell you his full name and where he's calling from. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Now, if you want to listen to the show loud and clear, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and you can press 1, it'll put you in the queue, and you can join us. Now, if you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. On the search, put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you can listen online and you can see the pictures of everybody on the show and everything else. Okay, so without further ado, good morning, Israel. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
All right, fine. First of all, I want to thank God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank Mrs. Phyllis Bell and her husband and her father, Mr. Wald. And I want to thank you also for having this a powerful platform. Unfortunately, this phone may cut off because they only allow us to talk 15 minutes at a time, so I may have to call you back in another 15 minutes or so, but I'll share my story.
This call is from a federal prison.
We were the name, my name is Israel Owen Hawkins, Jr.
That's Dr. Israel Hawkins, Jr., right?
Yeah, Dr. Israel Owen Hawkins, Jr.
And could you tell everybody where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Bendota Federal Prison, FCI.
Bendota,
California.
Bendota Federal Prison. And where is it located?
Mendota, California.
Mendota, California. Now, how long have you been incarcerated, and why are you incarcerated? Please take the floor, share your story.
Okay, I've been incarcerated for 8 years. I was the first. We formed a company called Petro-America, and we were the first black oil company to go public in the United States. And what's interesting is that this is the month that they had the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, 1921. So here we are almost at the 100-year anniversary on May the 31st. That's when that will be coming up. But we were the first black oil company to go public in the United States of America. Our company, we did not get a fair trial. We were accused of our gold mines. We owned 14 gold mines, packaging company. We had numerous assets, and our company was valued in the billions. But we didn't get a chance to, you know, tell our story because of the witch hunt that where prosecutors came after us, claiming our gold mines was not real. In fact, they were, and one of them was has a valuation over $10 billion. The Los Angeles Centennial did a news story on us, the largest black newspaper, in July 23rd, 2009. You can go to the Los Angeles Sentinel newspaper, and it will talk about Petro-America. And we're still trying to get a congressional hearing on our story so people can look into how we were treated as a company and how we didn't get a fair trial.
Okay, now hold on 1 second, Israel. Can everybody hear Israel? If you can, say yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. That's really important. Okay, Israel, go right ahead. Your story is unbelievable. Go right ahead. Now, Israel, in the reality, you are a millionaire, and you started the first African-American oil company, and that's when the feds came after you because they really can't believe that an African-American male can own an oil company. They still think that we don't have the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowledge, but now they know that they know that they know that we can. So go right ahead, Israel. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to let the listeners hear that.
I want to know if I can call you back in 15 minutes because this phone may cut off any second now.
Okay, yes. Please call back. If you guys want them to call back, everybody say yes.
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 Yes,
Israel,
yes.
We can't wait for you to call back. We're going to, you know, will you keep talking until the phone cuts off. You go right ahead. Okay, I think the phone just cut off, you guys. That's Israel, Dr. Israel Hawkins, who is actually a multimillionaire who's incarcerated because he owned one of the first African-American-owned oil companies in the world. In the world. Can you guys hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Yes, sir,
yes.
Pat Jaddy.
Okay. This is so important that we pay attention to this right now. That we really need to do that. Okay, so I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. What did you think about what you just heard, Brother Clarence?
Phenomenal information, a phenomenal news story that needs to get out here. You know, who I never imagined of a black company owning not just oil, but have several gold mines worth billions of dollars. And it just goes to show the disparity and the racism and discrimination, the suppression, the oppression of this nation. How dare this nation want to get involved in other country involvement with human and civil rights? You know, the United States is always poking a finger at China and one of our Middle Eastern countries, even in Russia, and even down in Africa. You know, this last administration called the African country S-holes. But how dare this nation, this guy's an American citizen, man. He has every right. You know, and you kind of touched on it. It's all connected, Pastor Eddie, when you mentioned this police react and reform bill, the George Floyd bill, man, they hesitant to even sign that, seeing that this film just released this week. Brother Ronald Green got beaten to death. This man, he prayed to Jesus. He called on Jesus Christ while he was being killed. The police bragging how they handcuffed him. Talking about, I hope I don't have AIDS. I got blood on me. They dragged this brother. Nice guy. You could hear his civility, his kindness. of his upbringing and his voice. He was compliant in every way. And then to get this interview here from a phenomenal man, Israel Owen Hawkins Jr., Dr. Israel Hawkins Jr., doing 8 years in a federal, they had to hide him behind a federal prison. Pastor Eddie, I don't know how you do it, but every week, man, you're coming up with the greatest stories that need to get out to across the world, man. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. It's just so amazing. It's just really, really amazing. The things that we see that are going on right now, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to get a caller in the studio with us, and I'm going to make a phone call right now. Let's see if we can get someone in the studio with us. We always do this on the show. We call somebody on our show. And so let's see if we can get them on this morning. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're doing a phone call right now. Let's see if we can get them. Thank you for your patience and your understanding. And we, wow. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, we have
on the phone.
Oh, hey, Miss Phyllis Bill. How are you?
I'm okay. My father's on the call as well.
Okay, what number is your father on? Because I don't see him.
313-658-5965. He on the same call I'm on.
Okay, Mr. Felix Wall, are you there, Mr. Felix Wall?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show, Mr.
Felix.
Well, wait, say that again loud and clear.
My name is Felix Wall. I served 26 and a half years. I served 6.5 years with Mr. Hawkins. And
wow.
I want to say that I had a life sentence, and I was released a year ago, 424.
Now, Mr. Walls, you got to speak a little bit. Mr. Walls, I apologize. You got to speak a little bit louder, please, because the callers can't hear you, and we want them to hear you. Now, tell everybody again, you were in the same prison with Dr. Israel, and you
That's right.
The first African-American male to be, you got life without the possibility of parole, and you were one of the first African-American males to be released under the COVID-19 pandemic. Please take the floor, introduce yourself loud and clear again. And Phyllis, we're so glad to have you and your dad on right now. Go right ahead, Mr. Walls. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Felix Walls. I was sentenced out of Detroit, Michigan. I had 3 trials.
No,
I was sentenced to 30 years, my first sentence, and then I received 2 life after life after I got the reversals, a new trial. I spent the last 6.5 years with Dr. Hawkins. Dr. Hawkins is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. I was in prison for those many years. I've never met a man that I would say that he was innocent. Mr. Hawkins is innocent of what he's charged with. Mr. Hawkins is one of the greatest financial minds that I've ever met in my life. And my trip to prison to meet him was worth it. I'll say that. And I'm doing everything I can to help Mr. Hawkins gain his freedom. I came out and I put together a program called SIDE Foundation, which is Sense of Direction. And I named that because of what my mother said to me when she visited me in prison before she passed. She said she wanted to take me home and teach me some sense. I said, I got some sense. She said, sense of direction. And all night I pondered on that because I said, you know, if you're on a treadmill and you're running, you ain't going nowhere. It's no direction for you. So it's the same thing. You could have all the sense in the world. If you don't have no direction, you're not going anywhere. And that's what I really honored about Mr. Hawkins. Mr. Hawkins took his mind and a few dollars and turned it into billions of dollars in assets. When the government saw what this man had did, they came down on him with everything they had. And believe me when I tell you, it's remarkable because the FBI was not involved. SEC was not involved. They all backed off. So how can this man possibly be in prison serving a 30-year sentence? But it's quiet, and we're thanking you, Pastor Jones, for being able to bring this to the forefront. But it needs to be brought to the forefront more. Because this is another way of assassinating an individual by putting you in prison.
You're so very right. Mr. Felix Walls, I tell you, man, I am so happy I was able to work on your case, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. It was an honor and a pleasure, and you have been every bit of the word of what you are and what you say you are. And also you and Mr. Israel, my hat is off to you. How does it feel to be a free man back in the world with all this technology and cell phones and social media? We're almost having flying cars. How do you feel about that, Mr. Felix Walls?
Man, it's phenomenal. But we have the opportunity to take advantage of all this. And I'm struggling trying to catch up.
Amen. That's what I'm doing.
I'm trying to catch up and understand my cell phone.
That's all right. So, that's okay.
That's a big job within itself.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. It's a big job. But you can do it. And that's why you have all the time in the world to do it. When they released you from prison after, you know, you got a life sentence, and Dr. Israel is a very intellectual and a very intelligent man, it's amazing how, you know, you have people that own oil companies, but when an African-American gets an oil company, the feds come after you and try to, you know, do what they did to him, take away his business, take away his millions of dollars, and put him in prison. It's absurd. It's unbelievable. What do you say to that, Mr. Wall?
Well, this is what I say. I say that, you know, from a child, right? My father opened up a grocery store in Arkansas. My father put the Amazon theory together when I was 6 or 7 years old. And he took me to the meeting when they told him that he couldn't sell this, and that, and other, and that he could sell candy and pop, but nothing else, because he had took over all the business. So when Mr. Hawkins made this move, it was a demonstration just like Obama made the move to be president. Mr. Hawkins set a stage that what every black man can do. And this is something that they want to shut down because, you know, once we enter that race, you know what I mean, we're going to take that race over, and that's what they fear. Because he used his mind to do this. So now how many more can he influence to do the same?
Wow.
And that's what the fear is about. It's always been about economics, and it's going to always be about economics.
My.
And if they can keep you out of the game, that's what's going to happen. And it's going to continue to happen. You know, I created another company other than SAR, you know, that I put together, you know what I mean? And it's a major thing, and it's put blacks first. One would say, well, that's offensive, and that's racist. But it's not. All I'm saying is put us to be a first-class citizen. Then we won't be shot in the street. We won't be beat down in the street. After you determine that Black Lives Matter,
then you got to have another, you got to have something in place to say, okay, now this is what's next. Give us all the rights that we have coming. Put us first.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. What we want to do, Mr. Walls, is while, oh, wait, hold on a second. I think we're getting Dr. Israel back in the studio.
Okay.
Will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Israel Hawkins,
an inmate at a federal prison. This call is being recorded and is subject to monitoring. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish.
Dr. Israel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Your dear good friend, Mr. Walls, is on the phone. Felix Walls, please say hello to Dr. Israel.
Hello, my beloved brother. You know I'm out here fighting for you, brother. And you're going to be free soon. I promise you that.
Hey, man, can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
Felix, you got to scream a little louder.
I said, good afternoon, my beloved brother. I said, and I'm out here fighting for you, and you're going to be free soon because you don't deserve to be in prison, brother.
Well, I sure appreciate that from you, my good brother, too, and I appreciate your daughter and her husband and the support you've given me over the years. I really appreciate it.
Amen. Praise God.
You deserve
praise
it
God.
From everybody.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I'm just so happy to have both of you fine gentlemen on the show right now. And it's amazing. To the listeners out there, can you hear us loud and clear? Professor Reams, Clarence, Kamal, and Vera, can you guys hear me loud? Can you hear them both loud and clear?
Yes, sir, Patrick. Yes, we can, Patrick.
Yeah,
okay, without further ado, I don't want to waste any time because Dr. Israel is on a limited time. Dr. Israel, please retake the floor and continue to make it explanatory how the government has done you for owning your own oil company. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, again, I'd like to thank God you for this platform. What I'd like to say is this is the anniversary month of Black Wall Street. And our story of Petro-America being the first black oil company to go public in the United States is a black, modern-day Black Wall Street story. Petro-America was designed to create wealth and economic opportunity and inclusion for all Americans, particularly people of color. We had over 12,000 shareholders nationwide, and the company had a trajectory of doing some monumental things and great things that would empower our communities as well as give our youth an opportunity to see that they too could be a CEO of a publicly traded company and create billions of dollars in their communities and have other role models that are trailblazers in untraditional areas where our youth and our communities can stand up and be proud of. And I think Petro-America, in fact, I know Petro-America was on that trajectory of creating some great things. And there's a video out there that someone has done that I think Ms. Bell had sent you that you may be able to share with your listeners that kind of get some ideas what happened at our trial, because one phone call won't do it justice to tell you the story, but you can kind of see in today's world that we have been, disenfranchised and haven't given the same opportunity to
put the college from a federal prison
to create wealth in our communities, and we definitely need that opportunity. And Petro-America was definitely that business model that was the shining light that, some prosecutors for whatever political reasons did not want to see us succeed. But one of the things we're asking for is if your listeners can help, we're seeking a congressional hearing on our story from Congressional Representative Hakeem Jeffries and Cori Bush. They lead the House Judiciary Committee. And, in fact, last week they were talking about the Tulsa riots the Black Wall Street that happened in 1921. There was a congressional hearing on that last Wednesday. And I think it's a lady named Mrs. Fletcher. She's 107 years old. So when I was reading that story, I said, man, this is reflection back of what's happening today. So if we could campaign and get our supporters out there to reach out to Hakeem Jeffries, who's on the House Judiciary Committee, and Cori Bush, those that sit on those committees, can do a congressional investigation and look and see what happened to our company.
Now, Mr. Israel, hold on 1 second. Don't go away. Everybody out there, now I'm on Facebook Live right now on my laptop, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now. So you can see me on Facebook Live right now. And to those people that are coming on Facebook Live, thank you very much. I see you guys coming in. Tell a friend and share it with somebody. Now, here's the deal. We're talking to Dr. Israel all the way from prison, from behind the walls. We had a segment on our show called Behind the Walls, and we are reopening that segment as we speak right now. We also have Mr. Felix Walls, who was incarcerated along with Dr. Israel, and Dr. Israel owned a multi-million, billion-dollar oil company, one of the first African-Americans to do that. I'm looking forward to continuing to work with Dr. Israel. I'm honored beyond words to work with him and Mr. Felix Walls. Mr. Felix Walls, what do you want to say about our brother, Dr. Israel? What do you want to say, Mr. Felix Walls? Because I remember talking to you from behind the walls, and now you're free. Go right ahead. Loud and clear. Mr. Walls, are you there? Phyllis, are you there?
Dad.
Okay.
1 minute. Let me call him back.
Okay. You go right ahead. Meanwhile, Israel, Dr. Israel, okay. You go right ahead. Would you like to answer some questions from some of the listeners right now, Mr. Israel?
Sure.
Okay. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Dr. Israel?
Okay, go ahead.
Pastor Jones, Mr. Wall is back.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Felix Walls, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me? Clear. Yes, I can. What would you like to say about this case pertaining to Dr. Israel? In your own words, please express your view.
In my own words is that the public needs to rise up in his behalf, just like they did in Floyd's behalf. This man, he's got a death sentence as well, because he'll be 94 by the time he get out of prison. So that's a death sentence. And if
right.
you really just investigate just a little bit, a bird's eye view, you will see that this man is innocent of the charges that's been casted upon him.
Right, right.
Anytime that you is put in prison, the FBI have to do the investigation, or an agency have to do it. Even if the state bring a charge to the federal government, the FBI still have to investigate and say, okay, we going to rubber stamp this case to go for prosecution. That wasn't done
wow.
in Mr. Hawkins' case.
And so, Mr. Hawkins, Dr. Israel Hawkins, what do we need to do to help you get out of this situation that the government has put you in? What do we need to do?
What we need to do is contact our congressional representatives, like I said, Hakeem Jeffries, who sits on the committee, House Judiciary Committee, oversees the Justice Department, and Cori Bush is on that committee too, and there are some of our black congressional leaders that can carry our Black Wall Street story and talk about, like, even in at trial, if you can just watch the video, there's a video out you can watch. And it will explain what happened at our trial. In fact, one of the jurors was friends with the prosecutor's witness. We didn't get to have our expert witness there. And it was proven that the prosecutors were saying that our gold mines were not worth anything. In fact, just one of our gold mines, not just one, and we have 14 of them, has a valuation of $10 billion when we had ownership interest in it. We had 180 oil and gas leases. We owned a packaging company. We were starting an electric car company. In fact, Los Angeles Centennial newspaper did, a largest black newspaper did a nice story on it. SEC, United States Securities and Exchange Commission investigators and cleared us. We investigated by the FBI and we were cleared from them. So ours was a political attack that you were so correctly in your analysis that they did not want to see a black man lead an oil company of that size. We had a valuation in the billions of dollars, and we owned 14 gold. We had ownership interest in 14 gold mines.
Now, tell me, did they take away all your cash and access and everything, or are you still financially well off? What would tomorrow be like if you got out of prison right now?
Well, if I got out of prison right now, I would like to paraphrase it like this. We want to work toward building our communities, work with nonprofits, create successful business role models. I had a project before I started Petro America. It was called the Urban Wall Street. And I think with the Black Wall Street anniversary,
this call is from a federal prison.
Work we can do. I've taught classes in here, and a lot of the guys in prison were glad, and I was able to help a lot of them get on the right track as far as getting their business, because they want to do legitimate business enterprise. I think we can reach out to some of the large corporations like Facebook, Google, Amazon, and creating the necessary capital structure, so we can give our young people and those that are people of color that want to start their own business, we can help them do that and give them the expertise and create a system, ecosystem, where they can be successful in business and have access to capital.
Now, Dr. Israel. Now, Felix Walls, don't go anywhere, Felix. Stay on the phone with us, Felix. Dr. Israel, you still want to help the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show as well?
exactly. I mean, that's what it's all about. We have a lot of shareholders. A lot of our stockholders that are involved with our company were multimillionaires. And I even had word that, that one was a billionaire, so that was involved with our company. I was told from some shareholders that one of our stockholders was a billionaire. So what I'm saying is it was designed to create economic wealth and give the everyday minority citizen an opportunity to sit at the table at Wall Street, to be a participant. Mm-hmm. And so our goal is to support programs like yours and do whatever we can to champion some positive role models in our community so our community can prosper. And those that want to get into business, we want to be able to support them.
Now, Mr. Felix Walls, please take the floor. What are you doing to assist Dr. Israel in getting out of prison right now? We'd like to know what your plan is so we can assist you and help.
Right now, we are pushing for President Biden to get his man clemency, or either for his judge to give him compassion release. Also, I want to add one thing that Mr. Hawkins neglected to add, and that is that the gold mines the prosecutor argued to the jury about was worthless. One of them was sold since he'd been in prison for $2 billion.
Wow. So here's the deal. Why don't you, Mr. Israel and Felix, Dr. Israel and Felix, send the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association to the White House to visit Mr. Biden along with the documents necessary so that I can visit there and take this all the way to the Supreme Court and also get this analyzed and evaluated by the President of the United States, because he should be pardoned. He should receive clemency. What do you think about that, Dr. Israel and Mr. Felix Walls?
I'm ready to get the papers to you immediately.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Dr. Israel first, and then you, Mr. Walls.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, you're doing, and it will not be forgotten. You're making history. This is a historic moment, and this is reincarnation of Black Wall Street. This is a modern-day Wall Street story, and this is history. And Eddie Jones, I want to let you know history. You're part of the story. There's been people that have approached me, want to do a movie on that story. You play a very important, critical role in this, and so does Mrs. Bell and Mr. Wall. I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and this is our time. You know, this is the perfect moment to get our story out and to champion our cause and create economic wealth. I definitely want to see your show prosper, and we're committed to supporting your show and getting the information out.
Okay, we just lost Dr. Israel. Can we just give a hand for Dr. Israel? We just lost him, but can we give a hand for Dr. Israel, you guys? A big hand.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know he's in a federal prison. Mr. Walls, Mr. Felix Walls, let's give a big hand for Mr. Felix Walls as well. Let's give a big hand for Mr. Felix Walls. Big hand. So, Mr. Felix Walls, what do you want to say about the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association going to Washington, D.C., taking the documents and going to visit President Biden? What do you want to say about that?
I have a definite factor of over 25 ministers. I'm looking to have another 50 or more ministers that will sign and will be willing to do whatever to help Mr. Hawkins.
Amen.
So I have a lot of people, and I talked to a congressman's liaison. He's ready to come forth and help Mr. Hawkins.
Okay, without
so
further ado.
There's a lot of people that's ready to get on board. In fact, they already on board because I've been, you know, like I told you, I've been pushing this because it breaks my heart every time this man called me and he's still in prison. It really breaks my heart because he should be free.
Yes, he should be free, and we're going to make sure that he gets free because we're going to work on it day and night, night and day. And I want to thank Mrs. Phyllis Bell. Phyllis Bell, I want to thank you so much for getting the connection for Dr. Israel to get back on the show and your dad, Mr. Walls. And I remember when you first called me, and what do you want to say, Phyllis?
Phyllis, that's my
Mrs.
daughter.
Bell.
She's a real champion. And
yes, she is.
She does so much. She do so much for
okay,
everybody.
Without further ado, I want to go to the floor right now. Clarence M. Allen, what do you want to say to Mr. Felix Walls? Question or statement? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Felix Walls, first of all, for coming up on the show. Thank you for the work that you're doing in order to bring freedom to Dr. Israel and Hawkins Jr. My question is, first of all, I see that Dr. Hawkins is abreast and current to a lot of the events and activities, especially with our Congress that's happening out here and even other events. But have you heard of the Innocent Project, and have you contacted the Innocent Project? They have attorneys that pro per take cases to look into and get freedom for a lot of people who've been wrongly convicted of alleged crimes.
The last time that Mr. Hawkins talked to them, right, they told him that his case was very complicated. You know, that was the term they used, complicated. Me personally, I don't think the case is complicated at all, you know, because, you know, God blessed me with the knowledge I have in the law, and, you know, I can walk right through his case. You follow what I'm saying? And that's why I'm able to point out all the things that's wrong with the case and what I've studied and what I've seen in black and white.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's go. Talana, Vera Jones, do you have a question or statement for Mr. Felix Walls? What would you like to ask him or say to him? Take the floor.
Well, just a statement. It is great to hear how you, your daughter, and family are reaching out to help and assist Israel, because he is still embracing life even though he's behind bars. So with all of our prayers, our help and assistance, yes, I am looking forward to his freedom.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We had Talana in the studio. Amen. Linda, all the way from Oregon. What would you like to say to Mr. Felix Walls, who was the first African-American to be free from a life sentence through the pandemic, COVID-19? What would you like to say, Linda?
Well, I just want to say God bless you and keep you and cause you to prosper in this thing that you're trying to do for everybody, you know, to right this wrong, this injustice that keeps going on. So I will definitely pray for you and for the doctor that's in prison.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Felix Walls, I'm sorry, go right ahead. Somebody's going to say something.
Let me point this out, right? Under the Fifth and Sixth Amendment, the public have the power to indict you and put you in prison. But they don't have the power under the Constitution to say, we want Mr. Hawkins released without going through the pardons office or some avenue or that, like that. We
right.
want to be in position where that we can call for the release of these people who are in prison. I have 30 people that I'm representing at this time, you know, pleading for their clemency and everything. Some of them have 120, 130 accomplishments in prison. It's 130 mm-hmm. programs that they have taken. Now, what do they have to do to show that they've been rehabilitated and should be set free? These
right.
men deserve to be set free. And these are the kind of people that I'm helping. One of the people that I have on my list, the federal judge who sentenced him is now a professor. He wants to come forth and represent this man as an attorney.
Wow.
So we can make these things happen. You follow what I'm saying? We just, all we need, like you willing to go to the White House, Brother Jones, this is what we need. We need to be able to walk to the White House and say, we want this man, this man, this man, and this man free. Now, let me tell you why I make that statement. Assad is a remedy and a solution. Now, a remedy is something that you can take into a court of law. What happened is the United States Congress and the Senate voted the Bible into law. And when they voted the Bible into law, that this is the law of the land, that means that every chapter in the Bible becomes law. Every verse becomes law. Now, in the Bible, it calls for the release of the prisoner. And the preacher,
amen.
When you read Isaiah 61, verse 1, when you read that, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I got the papers that I can show you where they voted it into law.
Wow.
So that means that a minister, or you, Brother Eddie Jones, can step up to the White House and say, we want Brother Hawkins released based on this, on the 61st chapter, verse 1 of Isaiah. We want this brother free, and we gonna monitor him for you.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
And that's what I want to be able to set up, where that different ministers can have houses and so forth. You know, instead of prison, let these ministers monitor these people, their family, their friends, and their community. You know, what they do, they place a stamp on you and say, he's a danger to the community. Ain't wow. never investigated nobody in the community to say, to determine whether Hawkins or Walls is a danger.
Wow, wow. So to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. For those who are just coming on, we've been interviewing this morning, number one, with Dr. Israel Hawkins, who was incarcerated behind the walls for the last 8 years because he was the first African-American to open up a oil company. It was a multi-million-dollar oil company that he opened, and the feds came after him and said it was whatever they did to destroy. This is what they do. This is what they do. This is what they did to Michael Jackson. This is what they did to Prince. This is what they do to people who are of color who become well-to-do and able to fight and deal with anything because you have the finances to do it. The reason why a lot of people perish when it comes to incarceration is because they don't have the money to fight and they don't have the resources to get the attorney and all that. Well, he has all the resources, but the feds are putting everything on a hold. So we're going to work on we will get Dr. Israel Hawkins out of prison. We did work on getting Felix Walls out of prison, and he is free out of prison right now. He was a lifer without the possibility of parole who was set free based on the COVID-19. And we just want to – we have them both on the show. Felix called in from the prison, but he only had 15 minutes on each call, so he did call in twice, and I will be reaching out to him outside of the radio show. Here on the show, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. I want to see if we can still get Felix. Felix. Phyllis Bell, are you still with us, Phyllis? Are you still with us?
I'm still on the line, and I also have Dr. Israel Hawkins' sister. I have her on the line as well.
And what's her name? Welcome to the show. Ms. Franks, good morning, Ms. Franks. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm wonderful, thank you.
Well, it's such an honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you as I begin to continue to work on your brother's case. What would you like to add this morning? What would you like to share? You got to speak loud and clear, but please take the floor, introduce yourself, and share your information. Please go right ahead.
Well, first of all, this caught me by surprise because I've been working, at home trying to get him out. So we've tried a lot of different things and it didn't work. His case, I guess, is complicated because there are people that I guess he ruffled feathers going, trying to do what he was trying to do. And if crowdfunding were legal, I would say he probably would never have been where he is. And many people ask, well, why didn't you get an attorney? But when they seize everything you have and take the money out of your account, then you are not able to do that. And so, that's what makes it really difficult. I think that's some of the challenges of how they go about doing this. Because as I watched this last administration and how they handled some of the cases that came before them with the slap on the wrist and turn the cheek, I was just like, okay. things operate, through this difference. But that's the whole thing, I think, that he's ran into. I think that's part of the problem. But the key thing is getting out.
Mr. Franks will be working on going to the White House to talk to Biden, myself, and also asking Biden to not only pardon it, but also to give him clemency and set Dr. Israel Hawkins free. How do you feel about that, Mrs. Franks?
I think based on how everyone else has been treated, he should have been out. And if anything, because he had never been in trouble and he's educated and he's you know, he's a pillar in our community where we live because he was president of the Black Chamber for years and he helped a lot of minority businesses. I think they should have, if they wanted to do something, just given him perhaps maybe, you know, just some, not putting behind bars, but the giving 30 years is just like, who did he kill? You know, what's going on here?
Right.
Because what happened was he did get the stock. He was able to get the stock trading on the stock market because I bought shares from the NASDAQ and a lot of people did, and they went in and shut it down because they said he didn't go about it the correct way, although they approved the process because you have to get it approved in order to get on the NASDAQ. It's not easy to do. But anyway, I don't understand a lot of what happened, but it just seems like that was just too harsh a sentence or anything. He should have been put on probation or something, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. But I don't know a lot of and understand everything, but I just it just didn't seem fair that they were so harsh.
Right.
Because he'd never been in trouble ever. He had never been in trouble.
Now we want to elaborate on the fact that before this happened, before he was incarcerated, he worked on the NAACP, the board.
Well, the Black Chamber. He was a president of the Black Chamber.
The Black Chamber of Commerce. And also did a lot of work in the community helping other African-American people to develop their businesses and their skills and things like that, right?
Right. He was helping them get state A certified and helping them to write business plans and to get, you know, showing them how to go about setting up their business.
I see. So... do you have all the documents on his case?
Oh, no, because there's like 10,000 pages. No, I don't.
let me tell you what's going on. They wouldn't even give him a copy of the transcript. We fought to get a copy of the transcript and all the documents, and they would not give them to him.
Well, why did they refuse him to receive his own documents pertaining to his own case?
They told him that he had had an attorney and that he had exhausted his appeals, and you know they just went through various you know just anything to keep from giving them to him, you know.
Yeah, that's a premeditated conspiracy to keep him down, and we're going to work hard to make sure that is changed. And that we're going to get him the right people to work on his case. And I'm looking forward to putting in 110% to fight for change. Phyllis Bell, what would you like to say, Phyllis, Sister Phyllis? You've been helping out with both of these fine gentlemen and other cases, too. You also have,
Go
right ahead, Phyllis.
Let me say one thing before she come on. What we need to do is ask for a congressional hearing in his case.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And it won't get done until we do it. And so you got to start off by getting to the White House. So I want to work with Mrs. Franks. I want to continue to work with Dr. Israel. I want to work with you, Mr. Walls. And, of course, Phyllis Bell, you will help facilitate these things. So, Phyllis Bell, what do you want to say? Take the floor.
Well, I'd just like to say, first of all, I thank God for my father's freedom, and I thank God for coming in contact with you and our segment that we have started speaking from behind the walls, because I feel it's very important that people get this chance to express themselves and let the public and the communities know how they're being treated and how these cases really go, you know, negatively for the person that's involved. And also, like my father was saying, what really got to me was when I was, like, helping him fill out the paperwork for all the guys and putting it on the change.org, and I started saying, I say, Dad, this person have over 100 accomplishments. I say, well, when do this person get a chance to right his wrongs on a nonviolent crime? And that's what bothers me the most is you asked him to go to these to be rehabilitated, but yet you get them 40, 50, some of them have served like 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Okay, so when are we going to, you know, see, let them get out and have this chance to, you know, prove to society that they have bettered themselves?
Right. So in other words, where is the rehabilitation, the rejuvenation, and the restoration of their lives? If they've done all this time, they are more than able and capable of being let out into society to continue their life. They have paid their dues for the time. They paid their dues for whatever white-collar crime was done. I don't see anybody. Nobody murdered anybody. All it was a successful black man that was making a lot of money, and they were like, whoa, this man is going to be too powerful for us to deal with in a minute unless we do something to stop it. And I got to just be honest. The white man has been doing that to us for years. I mean, 400 of them. And we still have not received what we deserve. So go right ahead.
I would like to add that I think the best angle is going to be just the fact that the crime doesn't fit the time. The time does not fit the crime. Even if you don't argue anything else, that's what they can get him out on. That's the most powerful thing, because one, he's 66 years old. He's never done anything other. I don't even know if he's had a speeding ticket. So he's never done anything. And for him to be given that much time for something like that it just doesn't even make sense.
It really doesn't make make sense at all. It's unbelievable that it doesn't make sense. And I just really am, you know, concerned of how many African-American males incarcerated now are going through the same thing. I've known some cases I've worked on where they never gave them a court date. They just put them in jail and had them sitting there. And every time they try to appeal or do whatever, they say, oh, no, so-and-so-and-so, and they just put your court date out further and further. Oh, we'll revisit this in 6 months. We'll revisit this in 3 months. No, that's ridiculous. And at the same time, the prison system is making money off of every inmate that they have. And so the prison system is set up for failure for African-Americans and Latinos, and they're getting paid. The prisons are getting paid for each person that is in the prison. So, without further ado, I want to go to Professor Reed.
And the taxpayers are paying for it.
I'm sorry, go right ahead. Say that again, Phyllis.
I said, and the taxpayers are paying for it.
Yes, the taxpayers are paying for it for them to get paid. And I just don't understand how that can, you know, transpire and there be no repercussions on the system. We got to beat the system up and punch the system in the stomach and knock the wind out of the system, because the system needs to be revitalized, rejuvenated, and rehabilitated. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, because we all have rights. There's no smoking guns on this show. It's the real deal, Holyfield. Okay, so this is rare and uncut. This is not planned. We are live. I'm on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. If you want to see what I look like, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook right now. And then if you want to listen, if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and press 1 to get in the queue to talk to me. If you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ production, Eddie Jones Jr. _ production, and you'll be you can see our pictures and everybody, you know, on the show. Okay, so without further ado, I am honored to have these wonderful guests. Our special guest today was Dr. Israel Hawkins, who is an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur. He's a CEO and executive of his own oil company. Also, too, he has worked with the Black Chamber for years, helped other people in so many different capacities in so many ways. We also, as a special guest, have Mr. Felix Walls from and then we have Phyllis Bell from the great state of Detroit, Michigan, and that's where the Motown is, where I went to go visit Hicksville when I was in Detroit. So we're so honored. And then we have Mrs. Franks. And Mrs. Franks, are you also in Detroit too?
No, I'm in Maryland.
Oh, she's in Maryland. Oh, you're right by the White House. So when I come down, I have to meet you. Yeah, looking forward to that. So without further ado, we're just going to have we're going to go to our panel. Professor Reams, what do you want to say to Phyllis Bell, Mrs. Franks, and Mr. Felix Walls? What would you like to say, Professor Reams? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this information with us. I've been working close with Pastor Jones for years. And so what I gather is that the first thing that we need to do right now out of the box is to contact Hakeem Jeffries and Corey Bush. So would that be a correct statement that we could start, we can get that going as soon as possible? Am I correct on that?
You're correct. That's what need to be.
Okay. That's my question.
Now, yeah. Mr. Felix Walls, do you have a phone number on either one of those gentlemen?
No, I don't. No.
Please say their names again so we can write their names down. And I'm going to talk to Phyllis off the phone later. Could you say their names again, Mr. Felix Walls, please?
He was talking about Corey Bush.
Yes.
He mentioned Corey Bush. Who did he say?
Yeah, Corey Bush and
Corey
Will.
Brooks.
Corey
okay.
Brooks.
And what was
B-R-O-O-K?
Yes.
Okay. And what is his title and what does he do?
He's the one stated about Corey Brooks or Miss Dr. Israel. Corey Brooks worked, I can't think of what he does, but he works with prison reform. I know that much.
Okay. And the other gentleman's name?
He gave us that.
Say that again, Professor Reams.
Was that Hakeem Jeffries?
And Hakeem Jeffries. Phyllis, what does Hakeem Jeffries do? What does he do?
I don't know about him.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll get it all figured out.
No
problem. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look it up.
Mr. Hawkins, when he called me, I'll get the information of what Hakeem do, because he had told me about him, and I talked to one of the guys from down there in Kansas. That I don't have his name with me right now, but he's in real communication with the Senate. He said, "Give me all the information." He's ready to do whatever we need him to do. So, you know, he can help you to get to the White House, Pastor Jones. And I'm gonna give you the information how you can open the door to the White House.
I'm looking forward to that.
Something you said about us having the power, right, to be able to open these doors, you know, that's where I was telling you about Saad comes in, because Saad has the remedy and the solution to be able to ask for these things.
Interesting. Well, without further ado, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you all on the show. I hope you don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are as we go into some regular segments on the show. After some such pertinent information. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I need a number where I can reach you after the show.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
Phyllis, take this down for me, please.
Okay. 1 minute. Okay, what is it, Pastor Jones?
818-736-7150.
Okay.
And Miss Franks, could you write it down too, please? Because I definitely want to talk to you too, Miss Franks. 818-736-7150. That is my direct line. And if I'm busy, I won't answer, but please leave a message, and I promise you I will get back to you. To everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. There are no smoking guns on this show. It is the real deal, Holyfield. We don't have a whole lot of civil rights talk shows because, I don't know, but we do have this civil rights talk show, and I want to thank all the people that listen from around the world, in Japan, China, Egypt, Russia, Yugoslavia, Pakistan, Israel, wherever. Thank you for listening. And all the people that listen in the United States, in Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, Texas, Arkansas, North and South Dakota, and everywhere else, Crenshaw, Los Angeles, Hollywood, Beverly Hills. Thank you guys for all listening. Thank you guys for calling in from all over the place to listen to our show. We talk about stuff that other people don't want to talk about. Because what do we want to do? We want to keep it real. And we want to keep it evergreen news. We want to give it to you exactly raw and uncut, just the way it is. How many radio civil rights talk shows where you get to listen to somebody calling from behind the walls? And that's why we created this segment called Behind the Walls, so you can hear it from the sisters and the brothers who are incarcerated, who have civil rights, human rights, and constitutional rights as well. We got prison reform going on. We got police reform going on. And we have information and pertinent information that we need to continue to get to the listeners so they can know how to act in a situation that may occur that one day they might have to use these ways to get through the system, because the system has a lot of little loopholes and ways where they can continue to hold you against your will so that they can make money off of you. Anyway, I don't want to keep on talking about that. It's time for us to go and cool it down a little bit. We're going to cool it down with some poetry from Mrs. Linda. Mrs. Linda, you got to say it loud and clear. Give us one of your poems right now so we can cool down from all this information we just shared. Linda, take the floor.
Okay, well, this is a poem I wasn't planning to share, but I think it's appropriate for what's been said. It's called Bridge Builders. Nothing is withheld from us that we may think to do. Nothing is too hard for God, but we must pray it through. We're standing in the gap as one, creating rings of fire. Speaking with one spirit tongue, we'll have our heart's desire. We are bridge builders, hedge makers, workers in the labor of love. We are priests of mercy, kings of order, servants of the Lord of all. Nothing is withheld from us when wisdom is our goal. We'll keep it fixed before our eyes and seek it with our soul. For knowledge always puffeth up, but wisdom gives us grace. A holy fear will draw us near to truly seek his face.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give a big hand for Linda.
The poet is Linda Doggy.
Thank you, Linda. All the way from Oregon. Thank you so much, Linda.
Beautiful poem.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. I really appreciate that. Now, also, too, now, Mrs. Franks, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Please make sure you reach out to me after the radio show. I want to make sure that we stay in contact with not only you, but also your brother. And then you, too, Phyllis, right?
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for him. On behalf of the family, we really appreciate all the support.
I look forward to shaking hands with each and every one of you at some point. Also, you too, Mr. Felix Walls. Felix, where are you calling from? Where are you at?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Okay, well, eventually the airplane will make it over there too, okay? we're gonna all hook
all
up.
Right.
Well, now at this time, it's time for health and wellness. For those people who've been dealing with the COVID-19, and I don't know about you guys, but I've been getting all these emails. I haven't taken the shot yet. I take echinacea every day, vitamin 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, B-complex, D3. I take all the vitamins that you can think of. You name it, I take it. And I'm taking the vitamins, and it's keeping my immune system. I also take echinacea every morning, and my immune system feels good. I don't feel sick. I haven't had COVID-19. I took the test. It was negative. I don't want to take the shot, the Pederma, the Johnson & Johnson, or any of those shots, because so many people over the age of 50 have been dying, literally, and they're not telling you about it. They're not telling us the truth about what these shots can do to you and how it mutates your DNA inside of your human anatomy. It actually is changing it's mutating and changing your DNA. So that's a whole nother story.
Wow.
But it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones, my sister. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Well, good morning again, everyone. Today I want to speak to you about bentonite clay. Now, what is bentonite clay? It's a sea ash. It's a volcanic ash that many of our ancestors, the Africans and those from South America, used back in the ancient times for healing. And you can incorporate this yourself in your self-care regimen because it has many, many beneficial properties. And let's name a couple. Now, when you ingest it, you can take it with the psyllium husk and with some water, 1 tablespoon. You can do that each morning. And this will help kill parasites. It will assist with acid reflux. And some of these parasites may be tapeworms, hookworms, pinworms. But make sure that you check with your doctor before trying any type of new treatment. Secondly, it's a great detox for the digestive system, which can remove toxins and bacteria and also helps boost our immune system. And it will boost our immune system by fighting off any type of illness. And with our mouth, you can use it as a mouth rinse. You can make your own mouthwash by just putting like a teaspoon in with water and gargling. Now, you can also make a poultice with it, and you can do that by including some herbs. Now, I have three here that I like. Sage, which is you can help relieve tenderness or inflammation and soreness of the breast, and you can grind it up, or you can use it in a granulated form. Then yellow dock root or dandelion. It will help with skin disorders if you have eczema, rash, or itchy dry skin. And the next would be elderberry, and that would be great for hemorrhoids. And what you would do is wrap it, the bentonite clay, with a drop of water, not just a drop, but you will have to make a paste, and put it on some cotton and make sure that it's heated. But make sure you cleanse that area with some hydrogen peroxide beforehand. And leave that on for 6 to 8 hours, and this will help reduce pain from fractures, sprains, increase your blood flow for you, Linda, for the pain that you're having right now in your hand. It will help clear boils, cysts, and it will aid in the prostate and the breast. But make sure that you do your own research. See what works for you. Next, you can use this on your hair, in any type of hair. Now, it will help remove toxins from your hair, and even if you're wearing locks, you can mix it with some apple cider vinegar with coconut oil, and it adds a great softness and shine, but it can be a little messy, so make sure you put your towels down, and you can pick some up at Simply Wholesome or your favorite health food store. Last but not least is you can use this as a toothpaste for brushing your teeth to take that bacteria out of your mouth when you first wake up by just adding it with some baking soda. Or if you want to make a large bowl, mix some peppermint essential oil inside. I didn't mention that you can also use this as a bath soap. Now, this works just like oatmeal would, like if you have itchy, dry skin or allergies. And if you're diabetic, then you don't want to use the essence oil. You can try using the bentonite clay. Now, I want to mention that it's great for oily skin to treat your face by just adding some yogurt to nourish your skin, and it's anti-inflammatory. And since summer is coming, the mosquitoes and bugs, spiders, everything's out there, poison ivy, you can use this as a skin to help you with protect your skin for irritation. Don't forget. Now, if you use regular deodorant with the aluminum inside, this can also help aid odor and wetness, body odors. So just put it to the area of your body in the dry form and try using a natural deodorant instead of one with aluminum. Now, you can also use a little bit of activated charcoal for your paste and make sure that you cover up the area because it can be a little messy if you use the activated charcoal with it. And last but not least is you can use this as a clay mask. Men and women, before you get in the tub, why not put on a clay mask? And the ancient Egypt, they used this for their hair, skin, and nail because guess what? This is a revitalizer. And it helps our skin because the skin is our largest organ of the body. And it will help assist with circulation. So if you're having any circulation problem, yes, pick up some bentonite clay today or sometime this week. And when you're mixing it, make sure that you do not use a metal spoon. Try and use a wood spoon or chopsticks or a wood spoon. And then that way it will not draw out the great energy that this has. And that is my segment for health and wellness. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Health and wellness is so important. Thank you guys so much. And don't forget, June 15th, very well done. June the 15th, they said we could take our mask off, and I'll probably take it off to a certain degree, but I still will wear my mask until way beyond June the 15th. But they're saying that everything will be reopened. Last night they had the NBA basketball game, and everybody, the stadium was full to capacity. It was the Lakers versus the Suns in the playoffs, and we'll get that in our sports report. We're waiting on Cousin V to call in to give us a sports report, but she's not here yet. So without further ado, it is time for the regulator to regulate. Clarence and Allen, take the floor. Regulate the manual. Take the floor, Brother Clarence. Give us regulate the manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, once again allowing me to share this book. I thank to all those who support this book and enjoy this segment. I appreciate if you're getting anything from it. And due to this fantastic subject that we had a phenomenal guest on this morning, I'm going to continue from where I left off last week. And I'm inside of the hidden jewel inside of Regulate the Manual, which is regulated, and I'm going to go to step 281 and start at the bottom of that step, reading the stones. This next paragraph, it will allow you to open up to some more truths and deceptions that are implemented throughout our racial societies. Racism, it is the evil instrument which is inserted into our society to give many people the false belief and hopes that they are a supreme being over others. All those who have picked up and used these evil instruments against others, they are surely the ones who will believe and hope in almost anything. But in the times of peril, when the disaster strikes your own home, these very same people have forgotten about the evil deeds that they have caused to their own brothers of race, creed, and color. Colors are simply just the openness of all life that God has portrayed for all of us to visualize the beauty of all things. When you recognize that you are a regulator, only then will you come to the conclusion that these same colors, they were here in the beginning, and they will also be here after it is all said and done.
each and every color that you will come to visualize, that color will also have good in that color. Do not allow man nor the devil to deceive you about this color and that color, this creed and that creed, or this race and that race. Regulate your way through each and every race, creed, and color that you may have a problem with. Will you believe? I do believe. Regulate. Races of all creeds and colors, today this is the day that you will regulate that racist demon which dwells inside of you. If you are Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, or whatever your religious preference, and if you hate your brothers of any nationality, religion, race, creed, or color, then you are truly being deceived by yourself, and evil is having its way within your life. How can you hate your brothers who are working in their part of the world and say that you love God who is working all over the world? Racism is truly the major topic for us all to pick up for some dialogue. Your mission is, if you decide to accept, is to regulate your way through all of your racial issues. Your mission is to regulate an opening in your life and hold some dialogue on racism with others of your own race and others from other races. Regulators, they have many challenges throughout all the days of their lives. Will you believe? Will you regulate? I do believe regulating. I'm going to stop this right there because you can get farther in this manual, but you got to go to regulate.com to get the book or contact me for a personally autographed autographed copy. Once again, this book is written, and you are in here.
Wow, let's give a big hand. Thank you, Regulator. Thank you for regulating the situation.
Sure.
Thank you for reading Regulate the Man. Awesome, 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 awesome. Now, Ms. Franks, are you still with us, Ms. Franks? Ms. Franks, are you there? Oh, okay. Mr. Walls, are you still with us? Phyllis, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Yes,
I am.
Okay. So I would like to get your closing remarks first, Phyllis. What would you like to say to everybody that's listening to the show? Please take the floor, Mrs. Phyllis Bell, and give us your closing remarks.
I would just like to say I thank you once again, and I look forward to bringing the segment back on. It's Speaking from Behind the Walls. And I look forward to doing that segment again because it's very important that we get the word out and the people out.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We want to thank you so much. Can we give a hand for Mrs. Phyllis Bell? Let's give her a hand. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. And give a big shout out to all your family there in Detroit. And when I come down there, I want to go to Hitsville, to the Motown studio there where it all took place, where the Supremes, the Jacksons, and everybody else went when I come down. So God bless you, Phyllis, and don't go anywhere, Phyllis. You got to hear the commentary first. So hold on, Phyllis. Mr. Felix Walls, the father of Phyllis Bell, also the man who is working hard to get other young men out of prison, along with my organization, please take your time and give us your closing remarks. Mr. Felix Walls, nice and loud.
You have a great program that gives us a voice. And when you have a voice, you're speaking on life. And when we're speaking on life, we're speaking on lives. And this gives us the opportunity to live. Because without this, you cannot exist. So you're giving us the opportunity to exist and state our existence. Thank God Almighty. Thank you. And bless you for this show.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Let's give Mr. Felix Wells. Thank you, Mr. Felix Wells. And for those who did not hear, Mr. Felix Wells was one of the first African Americans. He had life without the possibility of parole. But because of COVID-19 and the Almighty God, he was released and freed from prison. He is now at home, relaxing, watching regular TV, on social media, got a cell phone like everybody else, and living a grand life, living his best life. And also, too, we don't want to leave out Dr. Israel Hawkins, who called us from the prison. What's the name of the prison again, Mr. Walls? What's the name of the prison where he's at?
What's the name of that? I can't think of the name of the one that he's in now. He moved to California.
He said he's in Mendota Federal Prison.
Yes, Mendota Federal Prison. Yes, and thank you, Brother Clarence. And that's where he called us from this morning. We got a live call. You heard the whole thing on the show. If you didn't, you can go back and listen to our show over and over again. Our shows are archived. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, Eddie Justice Jones, click on the show, and it'll come on. You'll see the pictures, and you'll hear the whole show over and over again, and you can get this pertinent information. That's right. If you want to listen to the show again, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, or go to Eddie Jones Jr. on Facebook, or go to Pastor Eddie Justice Jones on Facebook. Any of those pages, you'll be able to see the show over and over again. Or you can go to On Demand and go to blogtalkradio.com. On your social media, go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can listen to the show over and over again. All of our shows are archived. My interview with Joe Jackson from the Michael Jackson case, it's archived. My interview with Bobby Brown from the death of Whitney Houston is archived. My interview with the mayor of the city is archived. With elected officials, with commentators and ambassadors, and even had Maxine Waters and so many people on our show. And I just thank God for the opportunity to have different people on our show. Congresswoman we've had different Congress people. I can't think of her name right now, but we've had the Jacksons. We've had a lot of people on our show. We've had Mrs. Jones on our show, who we fought on her case where her son was murdered inside the Men's Central Jail. And we ended up taking that case to the Supreme Court, and she won. And now the laws have been changed. So the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, which is two civil rights entities, we are getting changes done because we're standing up for something. We're not falling for anything. We believe in the fight that Dr. King said he had a dream, and we're still making his dream come true right now to this day. Without further ado, it is 10:37 a.m., and I think it's about time for the commentary. But before we go directly to the commentary, we're going to go to Linda for one more piece of poetry. Without further ado, before we get the commentary from Professor Reams, Linda, please take the floor and give us another one of your poems. Go right ahead. You ready, Linda?
Okay. All right. This is called Gift. If God gives me a gift and I use it, that is no credit to me. He has the power to choose it. I could not buy what was free. I only have power to use it because he has given that too. How graciously great is the giver to work through his people like you. Let all be amazed at his goodness. Let all give him praises with prayer. Let all be assured he is faithful to heal every heart in his care. When storms surely come with their darkness, oppressive with heavy demands, God is the lifter of burdens. How gentle those mightiest hands. Although he could scatter the nations or strike them all dead with one blow, his are the hands of the Savior, and he is the God you can know.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Right,
that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You know, that was so, so beautiful. As we count down to the commentary,
Pastor,
I want to give a shout out to... Yes, sir.
Pastor Jones, let me
yes,
add one thing to some. You know, Dr. King said, I have a dream, right?
Yes.
And he rallied with the civil rights movement with I have a dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
You research dream means plan. You follow what I'm saying? By virtue that we were dreamy people, everybody got on board. You follow what I'm saying? Because of the dream.
Yes.
But dream means plans. And today, we got to start our plans.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much, Mr. Wells. I want to send a big shout-out all the way down to Pastor Jason Ramsey. Pastor Jason Ramsey, thank you for being on the show, listening to the show, participating with our show. Thank everybody, all the evangelists. Thank you, evangelists. Herbert, Terry Herbert, thank you, evangelists. All the pastors and ministers who are listening to the show right now, wherever you are around the United States, we appreciate you. Matter of fact, we got to do our scripture of the day and our word of the day. And let me hold on. Let me go down here. And our word of the day. Our word of the day is investment. Investment is our word of the day. And make that word applicable to your week. Investment. I don't know if you learned about investing in stocks or shares, or if you're investing in yourself, but invest in you. Our word of the week is investment. Our scripture of the week is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let me paraphrase that. You can't see the air you breathe, but it keeps you alive. You can't see God, but he's always there. Our scripture of the week, and make it applicable to your life, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and what a wonderful, great show we've had today. And I want to thank Phyllis from calling from Detroit, Mr. Walls from calling from Wisconsin, and also Dr. Israel calling from behind the walls in a state prison. What's the name of the prison again, Clarence?
Federal prison.
Yeah, what's the name of that prison, Brother Clarence?
It's located in Mendoza. Mendoza Federal Prison. Mendoza. M-E-N-D-O-T-A, I believe it's spelled. And I think that may be in, like, Northern California.
Yes, I'm going to go visit him. I'm going to go see him. Okay, without further ado. But without further ado, it's time for Professor Reams to take the floor and give us the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you,
Diamond
so much,
Carter, for sharing our video. Thank you. Wait, hold on, with Dr. Professor Reams. Thank you, Diamond Carter, for listening to the show, and thank you for sharing the video. Everybody who shared it, thank you so much. Love you guys. Professor Reams, it's all yours. Take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And what I normally do is, once again, thank you for this format that you've put together so brilliantly well and the wonderful guests that we've had. And so it is always amazing to start off with thanking everyone who's involved in this production. So first of all, to Eddie Jones for his wisdom and his grace, thank you for this format. To Cousin V, a shout out on all the things she does in nursing, but also how she keeps us together as a co-producer. To Clarence Allen, our prophet, Regulate the Manual, of course, dealing with racism, and also the haunted soul brother, always enlightening us with his wisdom as well. To Cousin Vera, you always remind us that we have to take care of ourselves and to think of our health, because if we're not healthy, how can we be healthy or help others in the work that we do under the Lord? So, Vera, thank you again, and I'm going to be looking into that bentonite clay as well. So, to Talana, a wonderful shout-out for the words of wisdom, and we hope everything's going well. To Melanie Aubrey, who works with us for financial literacy, as we are our kingdom citizens that we work together with. And to Dr. Aretha for Mental Health Matters, to a shout-out to her as well, and to our own. And I got my hug today. Linda Goldie, who provided us with the wonderful poems that just keeps us balanced, but also provides us with a lot of hope and a lot of joy that she gives to us. And now to our wonderful, wonderful guest, to Dr. Israel Owens Hawkins, to his sister, Ms. Franks, as well to Mr. Felix Walls and his daughter, Phyllis Bell. To all of you, this commentary I have made especially for what you're doing. Now, let's take a look at what was going on during this time, especially with Dr. Israel Owens' situation, because it was a result of eminent domain, which is a taking that occurred from the government. And that is unfortunate because it also includes due process, of which he did not get. So now it turns into the situation where he's become a political prisoner, and he was politically attacked in this process. And because of that, as a remedy, as Mr. Felix Wall has mentioned, the idea of the Eighth Amendment dealing with cruel and unusual punishment should also be included in your argument, because the sentencing is outrageous. It does not fit whatever was done because he did nothing at all. So this is to the political prisoners that we're faced with at all times, and this is constant, especially when we're supposed to be in the home of the brave and the free. All right. So what is also distressing but also interesting is that 1921 versus 2021 and the dealing with the Tulsa, Oklahoma situation, no different, because here is our word of the week. Both dealt with investment, and the investment was us as African Americans, because each one would have given us a proper life expectancy, as well as wealth, as well as falling into this so-called American dream or plan, whatever you want to call it, which was also denied. Now, during that time of 1921, the federal government did eminent domain, and they took everything away, causing despair, and then started the big lie that African Americans cannot do a single thing. They're lazy. They don't have intelligence. They don't even have the ability, when they were fearful that when we knew what the game was, that we could create our own multiple Wall Streets, because instead of just one Tulsa, there were eight successful Tulsas around the nation, and they were fearful of that. Well, we're seeing history repeat itself, because Dr. Israel Owens Hawkins was a threat, because not only could he generate billions of dollars in an oil field, he was going to invest in our African-American infrastructure, our babies, our loved ones, so that they could have an education, so that it could be reproduced over and over again in order for us to be given the rights and privileges, or take the rights and privileges and the wealth that was that we so deserve after slavery. And because of that, he was considered a threat, which leads back to the idea that he's now a political prisoner, because he was like our nuclear bomb of explosive wealth that was going to bring a change in the myth that under Clarence Allen mentions in Regulate the Manual, and under the Willie Lynch memo, we weren't supposed to have, since, once again, they consider us their slaves. We will never be seen as anything else. And to destroy that myth destroys their identity and destroys their institutions, such as the prison industrial complex, such as the police department, and such as anything else that denies us our freedoms, and it keeps us fighting amongst ourselves. This is the major grift. Now, we do talk about what had happened with some of the other folks who are being pardoned, but let's understand, we serve a wonderful God, because those folks who received those pardons are also now going to be arrested and put into jail as we move forward. The other thing the good Lord has done is that, as Linda Goldie mentioned, he's a bridge builder. He's given us gifts, and he is the God that we know, because we know how he works. Think about it. 1921, we did not have an idea. They tried to bury what happened in Tulsa. It's now just coming out of what really happened. We now have an opportunity with our new, under Dr. Israel Owens Hawkins, to expose all of this, because we're in a position of power. We have the means. We have the opportunity to change history as we know it. And that is how he works. He will invest in us because he loves us dearly. He will open up the opportunities when it shows that we're meeting him halfway, of which the whole group of Dr. Israel Owens Hawkins, the Ms. Franks, Mr. Phyllis Walls, and Phyllis Bell have done. They've met him halfway. They have the contacts. All it needs now is for us to push forward under Pastor Eddie Jones and under us as a coalition to go and get with our coalition that we so lovingly have with the Black Caucus, if we're going to go after with Hakeem Jeffries and with Corey Brooks, then this is more than what we had in 1921. So the thing that we have to do is simply this. God has set this up. We have the opportunity. And all we need to do is continue to push forward, trust in him with no fear, and also go in the direction he is pushing us. Now is the time to do it. And when we do it, we can say with all resolve that God has never left us, he will always keep us, and he will always invest in us in his holy name as we pray. And with that, that's my commentary.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing commentary. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. What a great, great, amazing commentary. And guess what? We have the commentary, but we're also going to do, thank you so much, Professor Reigns, for the commentary. It's time for Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana, please take the floor and give us words of wisdom.
Thank you, Dad. Good morning, everyone, and God bless all the listeners and everybody who came on the show today. I will be very brief. I pray you guys enjoy Words of Wisdom today. Excuse me, you guys, that's my pup in the background.
Amen. Words of wisdom.
So this is, so let your light shine. To every strong, loving, caring, vibrant, courageous person in my life, I want you to keep standing tall, keep spreading your love, and always remember that God is your light. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. And thank you guys so much. I pray you have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much for the words of wisdom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're counting down. We have a couple more minutes left for the show. So we have a caller in the 570-278 area code. Are you there? Would you like to say something?
That's me, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Pastor Ramsey, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free, and I'm running for the Lord, and I'm thank God for being alive in the land of living one more day. Amen.
Amen. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless y'all. Now, it's raining up in the Poconos, up in the mountains. I'm in the Pennsylvania area. Go Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, hallelujah. And I'm up here, and I'm just sitting here and enjoying the rain and listening to the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. show. It's an awesome show. And, man of God, I just thank God, and I just thank God for how you bring this platform forward. And it's just so awesome to hear each and every one of y'all, and I'm very encouraged by each and every one, especially the mental health and what to do with your health and stuff like that. And I've been taking some insight from Ms. Beer and Sister Aretha Jones, and I just thank God because I've been better. I was at 320 pounds, and now I'm down to 269. Come on, somebody. But that's all I wanted to say. I don't want to take too much time, but God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Oh, no. Pastor Ramsey, before you go, I want you to pray for Dr. Israel. I want you to pray for Phyllis Walls. I want you to pray for Phyllis Bell. I want you to pray for everybody on the Eddie Jones radio talk show before we go. So without further ado, Pastor Jason Ramsey, please take the floor and share a prayer with you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you for this wonderful, beautiful day that we're all here in the land of the living one more day, God. The blood in our veins, the activity of our limbs, and clothing our right mind. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to touch all the ones on the Eddie Justice Jones radio show, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in our lives and what you're about to do. We thank God for the miracles. We thank God for the healings. We thank God for Lord, the changes, hallelujah, God, that's taken place in each and every one of our family's life, God. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies that came forth. We thank you for the words of wisdom. We thank you for the sports edition, Lord. We thank God for the commentary, God. We thank God for the man of God, Pastor Eddie Jones, God. Lord, we thank God for Mr. Israel, God, and all the ones that came on today, God, with the word. Lord, we thank God in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because when we put things together, Lord, and we hold hands in the spirit and we touch and agree, we don't have to be in the same place, but Lord, we'll know each other by the spirit, God. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for rising up for us one more day, God, because we rose up in the morning with our feet on the ground, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, because we're still here, and Lord, with our hearts still beating and our minds still regulating, God, and Lord, we thank you right now, God, for what's taking place in the next coming minutes, God. We thank God for this show, God. We thank God for the opportunity to meet one another in the spirit, God, and Lord, we thank you because you're still at restoration, God. Oh, you're releasing something new in this day, God. Oh, glory to your name, and Lord, we thank God for each and every one, anyone who does not feel well today, God, we ask you, Lord, to heal them where they hurt, God. Heal them where they hurt, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, and Lord, you're our doctor. You write all of our prescriptions, and you give us this medicine in this room. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every one on this line. And, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless Pastor Eddie in a special way, God. A true man of God, a faithful man of God. He even preached for us one Sunday, Lord, and the church loved it. And, Lord, I thank you for this man of God. So, Lord, I ask you to send increase his way. Hallelujah, God. Increase his way, God. Yes, Lord. Increase his way. And, Lord, I thank you for everyone. And once the Lord blesses Pastor Eddie, we're all going to be blessed. Hallelujah, because we are here together and we're better together, like Bishop Taylor says. And Lord, I thank you for being on this line. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to pray one more day. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we missed Cousin V. Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. We appreciate you.
Amen.
We missed Cousin V was not here with us today. She had to do some personal things. But she sent me the sports report, and I'm not a sports commentator like she is. But I'm going to give you the playoffs round one. Miami Heat and the Bucks. 107, Miami Heat. 109, the Bucks. Mavericks and the Clippers. Clippers, 103. The Mavericks, 113. The Celtics, 93. The New Jersey Nets, 104. The Trail Blazers, 123. The Nuggets, 109. Let's see. Okay, and then let's see. What else do we have here? And then we have the Wizards. The 76ers over the Wizards, 125 to 118. The Suns over the Lakers. The Suns over the Lakers, 99-90. The Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers over the Hawks, 107. The Hawks, 107. The Knicks, 105. And the Grizzlies, 112. And the Utah Jazz, 109. Also, too, we had the PGA golf tournament. And in first place was Mr. P. Mickelson. He was in first place in the and he won $12 million. So that's all I have on the sports report, Cousin V. I don't know how to step in your shoes and do the sports report, but what do you guys think? How did I do? Did I do pretty good?
Amen.
You did okay.
You did fine, Pastor Jones. You're just perfect.
Wow.
Excellent. Congratulations, Dad.
To you guys, everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, and my rights. It's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. Believe it or not, when I get off of here, I got a whole bunch of other things to do. But I love doing our radio show every day, and I mean every Monday. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for your unconditional love. And, of course, I always ask the question. First of all, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. Remember that the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Remember, either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. I want to leave you with this wonderful, wonderful psalm. And I always ask you this question. I don't own the right to this psalm, Marvin Gaye does. Here's the question. The question is, what's going on? Have a wonderful week. It is definitely May the 24th, 2021, and this is the first day of the rest of your life. Take care. I love you guys, and peace.
God bless. God bless.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
what's up now?
Hey,
brother,
what's up?
Hey,
this is
too
big
party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we have to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right.